This is an eyewitness report of the Sydney Palestine rally on the 29th of September. Many thousands of people crowded Town Hall Square following the assassination of Hassan Nasrallah in Lebanon and the ongoing attacks in Gaza and occupied West Bank of Israel. Here's the first speaker.
I want to call out in particular the people in our own government who are complicit in these war crimes, particularly Penny Wong, who was there in the United Nations. That she had the temerity, she had the gall to say that they oppose this cycle of violence. If you want to oppose violence, then stop arming the terrorists in the Israeli state. How many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars of bombs have been given to this vile terrorist entity to massacre civilians over the last year? How dare you say that you're opposed to the cycle of violence when you continue to arm those same terrorists that are carrying out this violence, that you continue to fund them, that you continue to give them political cover whenever they murder civilians in their homes, whenever they bomb hospitals. Shame on you, Penny Wong. The very war planes that dropped the bombs in Beirut that have been bombing Gaza relentlessly over the last year, the F-35s, parts of those war machines are built in this country by Australian companies, are sold to the Israeli military to carry out these acts of terrorism. We've seen over the last year an unprecedented movement against this war and for liberation for Palestine, for everyone in the region, liberation from the settler colonial state of Israel, for genuine freedom. We've seen hundreds of thousands of people mobilise all around the country. We've seen protests every single week for almost an entire year, demanding an end to this genocide, demanding an end to our government's complicity with Israeli terrorism. And we will not be silent until our government cuts all ties with the terrorist state of Israel. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Gaza! Hands off Lebanon! Hands off Gaza! Stop arming Israel! All right, I want to hand over now to Dania, who is a Lebanese activist and organizer, who's going to say something briefly.
Our capital city, Beirut, is constantly under attack. We saw the same scenes in Gaza. The occupation falsely claims that the Lebanese resistance is hiding weaponry in residential areas, using our people as human shields. The occupation has been using the same tactics in their regime against Gaza. One thing for certain, we, like the people of Gaza, will not fall at the signs of terror. It ignites the fire within us to resist and fight back against the illegal occupation from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. We are the phoenix. We rise from the ashes, stronger than before. We will not allow our martyrs to die in vain. They have given us the courage, the strength to use our voices. We will reclaim our rights in this horrific and evil world. They have killed more women and children. They have killed more men, women and children this week than they did in the 33-day war in 2006. Where is the outrage? Netanyahu, the evil and vile alien he is, had claimed to turn Beirut into Gaza, using the same rhetoric that he claims that these resistance groups are oppressing us. He attempts to feed on the imaginary fear held by our brothers and sisters. However, resistance is in our DNA. We do not run away from terror. We are not weak. We are the fighting force who will dismantle the occupation, reclaim our land and rebuild.
I'm going to invite our next speaker up, Maureen Faruqi, a senator in the Australian Senate for the Greens Party. Maureen was the first female Muslim senator elected in Australia. She's spoken many times at these demonstrations and part of the Greens, one of the only parties that has taken a consistent stance in the parliament against Israel's terrorism since October 7th. So make her welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. I acknowledge the sovereign owners of the lands we gathered on, the Gadigal people, and pay my respects to elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Like all of you, my heart has been broken and shattered for a year. One agonizing year of genocide on Palestinians carried out by Israel, funded by the US, and cheered on by the Australian Labor government. And now Israel's killing machine is causing carnage and bloodshed in Lebanon again, killing hundreds, injuring thousands, and displacing hundreds of thousands. So thank you for coming together today to share grief and solidarity. Together, let's remember, together we are powerful. This is what people power looks like. But you know what? I'm not here to repeat words. I'm not going to tell you that Israel is a genocidal state. You already know that. I'm not going to tell you that the Australian government are enablers and are complicit in Israel's genocide, because you already know that. I'm not going to tell you that Labour are heartless, gutless hypocrites, because you already know that. But you know what I will tell you? I will tell you that the war on the Middle East is more than about Palestine. It is more than about Lebanon. It is a fight for justice for all colonized peoples. It is a war that pits those of us that have had our lives, our nations, our way of life ruined by colonialism, against those who want to exploit us and want to dominate us and who want to crush us. Well, I'm here to tell you that we are not going to be dominated. We are not going to be crushed. The First Nations of this land, the indigenous Arabs of Palestine and Lebanon, and the people of my homeland, Pakistan, have all seen devastation at the hands of the most barbaric empire to walk this earth, the British Empire. The same empire that colonized and committed genocide on these lands that we are gathered on today. The same empire that created the settler colony called Israel, who is slaughtering innocents on a mass scale without any restraint, and has stolen land that has oppressed and occupied Palestinians for decades now. The same imperialism that tore apart so many around the world, all in the name of racial supremacy, domination, and control. Tell me what is superior about a genocide? Are civilizations considered the most advanced because they have the most sophisticated weapons that can blow up pagers and walkie-talkies and destroy whole apartment blocks in one hit? There is nothing advanced or civilized about this. Nothing. (Clears throat) if all they can produce by their power is mass destruction and violence, then there is nothing, nothing civilized about them. Genocide is the lowest form of humanity. And that is where the West stands with Israel. That is where the West stands. And to those of you in this country, to those people in this country who think colonialism is a thing of the past, think again. Colonialism is very much alive today. Violent racism is very much alive today. White supremacy is very much alive today. And you know what? It doesn't just exist at neo-Nazi rallies. It wears expensive suits in Canberra, and it sits on editorial boards. That's where it lives. Anyone who reads mainstream media coverage of the genocide can see that. The days where we placed whiteness on a pedestal are over. They are gone, they are dead. We keep hearing this nonsense about social cohesion from the Labour government. Their meaning of social cohesion is shutting up those raising their voice against genocide. Their social cohesion is silencing those demanding an end to occupation and apartheid. Their social cohesion is telling you to sit at home, to shut up, to stop asking questions, and to keep voting Labour. Well, we are over it. We are over it. This is not social cohesion. This is silencing dissent. This is gaslighting 101. But we will not be silenced. I am standing here before you as a proud Muslim woman. I am standing here before you as a proud migrant Muslim woman who was made in Pakistan. I am standing here before you as the loudest, and very proud of that, as the loudest voice in Parliament against the genocide on Palestinians. And the relentless, vicious attacks by compromised media and shameless politicians are not going to silence me or stop me. You know what? They have tried for 200 years to erase First Nations cultures and languages, and they have failed. They are now trying to erase Palestinians and Lebanese, and they will fail at that as well. They will fail. They will fail because resistance runs in the blood of oppressed people. We will continue to fight against every corporation, every political party, every media outlet, every weapons company, anyone. We will fight against anyone who is complicit in genocide. And we will keep showing up. We will not stop. We will not be silenced until Palestine is free from the river to the sea. Thank you so much, everyone.
I was recording this from the town hall balcony, and at one point a group of about 20 young men in dark t-shirts threaded their way in single file to the center of the crowd. They had very different flags and were sometimes shouting over the speaker, but the MC urged them to see what is at stake. Just listen to how he prevailed.
We know that there are many powerful forces in the Australian establishment that would love to shut down this movement. We know the media constantly lies and slanders anyone who stands against the Israeli war machine. We know that there are people that the Australian government has many ties with the arms industry, with Israel and the United States, and would love nothing more than to shut down on this historic movement for freedom and liberation. Part of the way they do that is with the unjust, racist laws that they have used against Arab and Muslim communities to try and silence and intimidate those people. But we must be disciplined. We must be disciplined. We must stand united, and we must keep this movement going. So, we don't want to give. We don't want to give the government or the police any excuse for provocation. So we call on you on the march that while we hate the unjust and racist laws that we have in this country, we cannot have any illegal flags on the demonstration. We do not want to give them the opportunity to provoke and shut down on us.
At that stage, I didn't recognize Hezbollah flags. However, I did wonder how one group can be labeled terrorist when state terrorism, such as exploding devices in people's hands, blowing out their eyes, and creating absolute terror in Beirut, is not classified as terrorism. When it was announced that ground troops will soon enter Lebanon, three young women near me on the stairs just sat down abruptly and wept and comforted each other. And that side of it is also missing in media reports. The sheer grief, the feeling of being abandoned by the world community. I've witnessed it, but why don't more Australians take action?
I just want to now introduce our next speaker, Nick Reimer, who's an academic and president of the NTEU at Sydney Uni and a fierce advocate for Palestine. Please welcome Nick.
Thanks, Dahlia. Hi, everyone. Let me start by acknowledging that this is stolen land and by paying respects to Aboriginal elders past, present and future. Let me express my deep solidarity with everyone here who has lost loved ones in Gaza, in the West Bank or in Lebanon. I cannot imagine what you're going through at the moment. But you know, our movement will not stop till Palestine is free. It will not stop till Lebanon is free. This genocide is now almost a year old, but every bomb is still just as deadly. Every martyrdom is just as tragic. Every grief at every murdered spouse or sibling or child is just as raw and just as unfathomable as it was on the very first day. And with Israel now targeting Lebanon, there's a real danger that the high-tech industrial slaughter of Arab lives will be accepted in places like Australia as the new normal. But my friends, comrades, we will never let that happen. We will never let that happen. We will never allow Israel's wanton contempt for life to just be swallowed up in the news cycle. We will never allow it to become just another fact instead of the gutting, stomach-curdling outrage that it actually is. Now, my union, the National Tertiary Education Union, is a microcosm of what we can do. In May, my branch at the University of Sydney overwhelmingly passed a motion to boycott and divest from Israel. Since then, we have been joined by the entire ACT division of the union and by union branches, among them the largest in the country, at the University of Melbourne, at UTS, at UNSW and Wollongong, and with more on the way. And you know what? University staff, like university students, we have shown whose side we're on. As a result of that, we are currently the objects of an inquisition. We are currently the objects of an inquisition, the likes of which I don't think we have ever seen in this country. Israel lobby organisations are leading an intense campaign to paint university campuses as unsafe for Jewish students. And this is as dangerous as it's deranged. Now, obviously, I don't think there's a single person here who would disagree with me when I say that if it was actually true that university campuses were unsafe for Jewish people, that would be horrifying and we would have an obligation to make sure that wasn't the case. But the Israel lobbyists, they know that numerous Jewish staff and students are participants and leaders in the movement against Zionism and to free Palestine. And still they are cynically claiming the universities are anti-Semitic. And the week before last, there were Senate hearings in Canberra for an inquiry into anti-Semitism on campus. A massive waste of the tax dollars that you and I all pay. And that inquiry was led by the shadow federal education minister, Sarah Henderson. Shame on Sarah Henderson. And not surprisingly, that inquiry, those hearings, spectacularly failed to discover any evidence whatsoever of an anti-Semitic crisis in universities. No evidence at all. But you know, who cares? Who cares when you're in a show trial? Henderson has as little concern for the truth as she does for justice, and her narrative is endlessly, endlessly amplified, endlessly validated by Israel's obedient subcontractors in the media and politics. They're even calling for my boss, University of Sydney Vice Chancellor Mark Scott, to resign. Even Australia's own wannabe Netanyahu in waiting, Peter Dutton. Dutton has said, shame on Dutton. Boo, shame on Dutton. Dutton has said that Mark Scott should resign. Now, Mark Scott, over at Sydney Uni, he's no friend of ours. He's no friend of Palestine, he's no friend of Lebanon, he's no friend of progress. But nothing is enough for Israel lobbyists. No call is nothing less than the complete subservience of higher education, the ABC, the media, NGOs, to the Israel lobby and its agenda is enough for them, and that should be a lesson for us. Our only choice is not to make concessions, but to press on, saying that Lebanon must be free, Gaza must be free, the West Bank must be free, East Jerusalem must be free. We will never rest until that is the case. And friends, our campaign will make it happen. Hands off Lebanon, long live Palestine, hands off Gaza, free Palestine.